Petty politics, French far-left blasted for boycotting bipartisan Paris protest against anti-Semitism. By Kurt Zindelka on November 13, 2023. The French far-left has been criticized for boycotting a bipartisan demonstration against anti-Semitism as over 100,000 took to the streets of Paris on Sunday to denounce the rise in hatred against Jews. Amid soaring incidents of anti-Semitism throughout France, over 70 rallies were held throughout the country in solidarity with the nation's Jewish population. According to the Ministry of the Interior, over 182,000 people rallied in total, with approximately 105,000 in Paris. The slogan for the Republic, against anti-Semitism, was chanted throughout the nation, Le Figaro reported. It came in response to hundreds of anti-Semitic incidents being recorded in the wake of the murderous Hamas terror attacks on Israel last month. However, the cross-party demonstration was marred by a boycott of the far-left La France Insoumise, LFI, parliamentary party, which objected to the presence of former presidential candidate Marine Le Pen and other members of her right-wing populist Rassemblement National, National Rally, party. The leftist party of socialist Jean-Luc Mélenchon justified their boycott based on comments made in the 1980s denying aspects of the Holocaust by Le Pen's father and former National Front leader Jean-Marie Le Pen, who was expelled from the party by his daughter in 2015 over his controversial remarks. Le Pen described the leftist boycott of the March Against Anti-Semitism as petty politics and added of her own party's decision to join the demonstration, "We are exactly where we need to be." The centrist neoliberal president of the French Senate and one of the organizers of the cross-party demo, Yael Braun-Pivet, accused leftist leader Jean-Luc Mélenchon of dirtying everything by refusing to attend. The LFI boycott was also criticized by populist writer and former Reconquête presidential candidate Éric Zemmour for their sectarian behavior, adding, "It's cheeky of these people who did everything to ensure that there were more immigrants in our country. I find that indecent of them." For her part, Marine Le Pen's niece, Marion Maréchal, who will represent Reconquête in the European elections next year, criticized the anti-Semitic ambiguity of the far-left and that on our soil, a population closer to Hamas than to our Jewish compatriots. While many leftists refused to join the March Against Anti-Semitism, at least 40 far-left street radicals attempted to mob Le Pen at the march while singing "We are getting rid of the extreme right," before being dragged away by police. Despite former French presidents, including Nicolas Sarkozy and François Hollande, as well as current Prime Minister Elisabeth Borne, attending the demonstration on Sunday, President Emmanuel Macron refrained from joining. Instead, Macron addressed the nation in a letter published in the Le Parisien newspaper, decrying the unbearable resurgence of unbridled anti-Semitism, adding, "A France where our Jewish citizens are afraid is not France." Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter. Follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.